When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100 megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome sales event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome sales event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Were you trying to make her cry?
Seriously, John?
No.
My gosh, have you ever done that to a listener before? Made him cry?
I've never made it. I don't think I've ever made anybody cry. I wasn't trying to make her cry.
Poor Pam.
I just wanted to live a great moment. I thought maybe there'd be a game, but...
She was on the verge of tears the whole conversation, and then you had to just...
Love you, Pam.
Yeah.
You're like, hey, tell me about your memories.
After she already said that her husband had passed,
those
right?
Those are sore subjects. Those
of course
are,
that's her favorite memory.
I thought we were one question away from tell me about your husband and what you miss about him and really see if you could get the tears from her. Sitting there with a bucket collecting them. Terrible, terrible, John. 248-539-9797. We're talking about season tickets and the increases year over year. Back-to-back years, we've seen significant increases. Last year may have more of a shock than this year, and we understand why they're going up. But how do you feel about it? Are you getting squeezed out? Is this just the cost of having a good football team? We'll get to the phones. 248-539-9797. We have Matt and Pinckney. Matt, you're on 97.1.
Hey now, guys.
Hey.
Hey, John, you bully. You're making Pam cry.
That's
a great radio. It's awesome, man.
What do you got, Matt, other than making me feel bad?
Yeah. Season ticket holder here. I've been 12, 13 years. And I'm going to side with the Lions here, and I think I can help Pam out as well. So back in the day, I couldn't find anybody to go with me, and when that happened, I couldn't sell my tickets. They sat and rotted. It was just terrible. And now, like, make Thanksgiving. So a couple things. So first, the NFC is a ticket holder. They did not raise buy prices as much as they did in my section for somebody who's buying in new. So we did get a little break.
Okay.
And then they allow to pay over the entire year, once a month. So if you can spread the payments out, great. So by selling, Pam, two or three games, you could cover that increase now because the demand for these tickets are so high that, I mean, I could see the Lions looking, going, aftermarket is selling them for two, three times of what we are charging. Why should they get all the money? So,
that's absolutely part of why they did say they looked at the secondary market and the pricing, and I'm sure that was their thought, right? Why is everybody else making the money? We got to raise these accordingly so we're not missing out on revenue.
Yeah, and hopefully, too, that'll eliminate a lot of the people that just buy them. I have seats, two seats next to me. I'm club level, first row. The people that own those seats are never at the game.
See, you don't want that.
So if you start shrinking the profit margin, then maybe they get out and some real fans get in. So, it stinks when you have tickets and you're like, well, I got to sell a couple of games to pay for it. But if that gets you into the majority of the season, you got to do what you got to do.
And I hope they're understanding. And Matt, I hope they're understanding because we've had people reference that they cracked down on that. I think if you're going to increase this 20 and 30% back-to-back seasons, you have to assume that the fan is going to sell 1 to 2 and let that be a grace period where you go, hey, they're still big fans. but they're biting the bullet. Their wages didn't go up 20 and 30%.
Right.
They still got to put food on the table. Let them sell a game or two without cracking down. I think that's a fair trade-off. You just don't want people who, to his point, are in this as a business. They were buying when it was really low season tickets and then selling all 10 games and making hand over fist profits while they're going, wait, why are we getting cut out of this?
Yeah, 8 or 9. I mean, you're not going to be selling the preseason games for much.
Please take these. Yeah. Dan in Ann Arbor, you're on 97.1.
Oh, hey, guys. How you doing? Long time, first time. I just want to say that I think fundamentally, when your entire organization is about grit and, like, representing the city, that this is a betrayal. The grit of Detroit is the people that build the cars that drive the world. It's not the elites that live in Grosse Pointe and West Bloomfield. It's not the executives. It's not white collar. So when we go corporate like this, it's just such a – it's dishonest, right? I understand they're in a business, they need to make a profit, but I also feel that sports teams, they have a moral objective to bring the city a championship, not to treat it like a business just to maximize profit. Like, it's a philanthropy, it's philanthropy in my opinion. Like, I get it's a business, but the billionaires, they buy these teams and, you know, I'm not judging them. Like, if you can make money, but don't tell me that you're trying to represent the city, be all about grit, determination, and the grittiness of a blue-collar town, and then price out the people that have been supporting you for 50 years. That's BS, in my opinion.
I mean, you make some great points.
Yeah, and I think specifically, the Fords built Ford Field without public money, but in specific instances where teams have used public money to build their facilities, you do have an obligation to the public. I wouldn't go as far as to say it's philanthropic. It's not a charity owning a team, but you do have to put the community into the equation of running the business. You can't just put them in a meat grinder and get every single nickel you can out of them.
There's no owner that is going to lose money this year.
Right.
You know, the Pistons went to work, grit, and then tickets got out of control, and Common Joe couldn't sit in the lower bowl. This has happened over and over again. It's part of winning. I would say, I think one key point here is the Lions need to be careful about outpricing their market size. Right now, Detroit's the 14th market in the country. They're right around that right now with the tickets with these increases.
Right.
I think it's a pump the brakes moment here. If they win the Super Bowl, they'll show you what their true plans are, because they would have every opportunity to raise them. I actually think what needs to happen here is for all 96% renewed last year for this season.
Yes.
This is why they need to win it all this year. These people who have been on board
and stayed on board,
like Pam, they deserve the NFC Championship game celebration.
They deserve an NFC Championship game at home. And that celebration, you're 100% correct.
Even if they can't stay in this for the long haul, because prices are only going to keep going up, the team's only going to keep winning.
Yeah, but if it goes up at a more reasonable rate of 5% or 7% versus they are now back to the middle of the road.
Yeah, that was, I think Burkett's article said they're now average,
right
around league average after this latest sizable jump. 248-539-9797. Let's get to Ryan. You're next. You're on 97.1.
Yeah, I'm just going to get to my point real quick. These owners don't give an F about the fan. They don't care. They're probably taking a funnel to, what was that, Pam's Tears and putting them in their margarita. They don't care. They're going to raise prices after the Lions win the Super Bowl. I love the Lions. But you know what? I'm going to watch them from my house in front of my big screen TV because it's comfy. I got a bathroom right there, and I got drinks. The ownership just does not care.
Well, I mean, they cared enough to put a winner out.
Yeah, how many years?
Well, I can't hold that against Sheila. I can't hold her dad and mom against her. I can't. Let's get to Dan. Dan, you're next up. You're on 97.1. Dan, what's up?
Hey, good morning. How are you?
Good.
Good morning. I had the thought that maybe, it's a bit of a balance, but what they're not thinking about in ownership is, people like Pam, that's passion that you can't replace, so that when only people who have the money can afford to go, that big roar that you hear at Ford Field that we scare all our opponents with, that roar starts to disappear because you don't hear the passion of the fans anymore. So, at what point do you realize, you outpriced your fan base, that you're not hearing the roar the way you used to. You're not intimidating people.
And Dan, that's part of why I said do it more. Yeah, do it more gradually, because then you'll find that pain point.
Yeah.
As opposed to the, and I know they're just getting back to league average, but get to league average over 5 years, not 2 years.
Yeah, but in 5 years, I mean, we all believe that this is a nice window. In 5 years, if they're not winning at a 12-1 pace,
hey, bet on themselves.
Yeah,
their GM is.
Yeah.
Keeping all his first round picks, trying to keep this window open as long as they can, win as many championships as they can. Act like it then, from a business standpoint too.
But on the flip side, they did re-up Dan Campbell. They paid Brad Holmes.
And
Ben Johnson now, and they've paid all the fan favorites: Monroe St. Brown, Penei Sewell, Jared Goff. Like they are investing in the team.
All right, we got Cookie Jar later in the show, 9:35, Christmas themed Cookie Jar questions. We got Mike Valeni next, 97.1.
Hey, are you searching for the perfect holiday gift for friends and family? Well, give the gift of unforgettable experiences with the YMCA. Y gift certificates are available at all 7 Metro Detroit locations and can be used for individual and family memberships, personal training sessions, swim lessons, access to wellness centers, youth sports, and even overnight and day summer camps. This holiday season, choose the timeless gift of fun, fitness, and community at the Y. Visit ymcadetroit.org or stop by any Metro Detroit YMCA location to share the joy of health and connection.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It's James Kell from the Sleeper King Football Podcast. In fantasy football, sleepers can win you championships, and that's why I am here. Every episode is just 15 to 20 minutes long, every Tuesday through Friday. Subscribe to the Sleeper King Podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your pods.
Cookie Jar coming up at 9:35. I'll own this one. Communication error.
Uh-oh.
Dog of the week's done. Oops.
They're still playing games this weekend, right?
Army-Navy's the only college game.
There's a dog.
Yeah, I suppose if you want Navy. Maybe that's reading into it. He doesn't like Navy. No Mike Valeni this week. He caps off Dog of the Week 15-1. Absolutely ridiculous. Heater to end the season. Mm-hmm. So I'll own that. We'll get back to Lions phone calls in a second. But I do want to address something with his producers and the topic they brought up on the air yesterday.
Oh.
So we have the double-digit disco going right now.
Yeah.
And we led start the day yesterday with it. We wanted to know if anybody else on the station would go dancing with us. And not only did they not go dancing with us, Evan and Kenny wanted to make a bet with me on it.
Okay.
So they shoot me a text. And these guys get lunch like every day, Heather.
Okay.
Every day they buy lunch. And they said, Kenny and I want the Bills plus 9.5 for a lunch bet. We assume you're in. And I said, odds were plus 285 when I made the bet. You guys willing to do 3-1 on it? Oh, so I guess you're not confident, is what Evan replied. Well, and I said, I'm confident, but I'm not stupid. I want to be paid for my level of boldness.
Right.
3-1 is the market rate. Never heard back from him. Huh. They went on the air that yesterday, oh, Costa's in the wrong. If you really believe in this team, you should make the bet. 3-1 is the market price. Black Friday is over.
Yeah.
You got to pay.
Got to pay the freight.
And I never heard back. So I'm willing to do 3-1 lunch bets with both Kenny and Evan.
Yeah.
But I mean, I've yet to hear an accepted offer on that. Offer expires at the end of the day today.
You could build your first hotel in Vegas.
248-539-9797. Let's get to the phones. RJ in Heartland, you're on 97.1.
Morning, guys. How you doing? Happy Friday. Fire up, Chips.
Fire up.
So the reason I'm calling in, Lions season tickets, I called in last year. They raised ours by about $10,000 and then another $3,000 this year, so another 30%. I understand the business side of it. It's just kind of frustrating. We've had season tickets for 48 years. Used to have 16 seats in the Silverdome. And talking with my dad yesterday, it might seem like next year is going to be the last year because they just, especially if they win the Super Bowl, they're going to go up even more. And talking with other season ticket holders in our section, you know, they have this long list of fans waiting to get season tickets. What happens if the team kind of circles back and, you know, they're not winning as many games? A lot of these newer fans aren't going to pay these prices. They're not the diehards that have been there like, you know, some of us. And it's unfortunate that we're getting priced out, and it seems like it's trending more towards a corporate thing and not a blue-collar thing.
Totally get that. I see that.
Yeah.
I mean, in talking to people doing this, we hear that.
It's the concern, that's for sure. I mean, there is that issue where, yep, okay, things are going well right now, and they're raising ticket prices. And let's be clear, it's being reported that the ticket prices are now for next year will be the league average.
Mm-hmm.
This is a team, and now for 2 years, that has performed above league average. What happens if they go back to not being average or above league average?
Yeah, like we don't see this coming anytime soon, but if there's a 7-win season sprinkled in there, how are the fans going to feel that bit the bullet, found a way, renewed? They're not going to be happy, and they're not going to be able to sell it for the same price on the resale market because the team, if they're not as good, people aren't going to be paying thousands of dollars to go watch them.
Yeah.
Let's get back to the phones. Jim in Madison Heights. Jim, you're on 97.1.
Good morning. Thanks for taking my call.
Of course.
I just had a question of getting the Four family, like other stadiums, take city money and tax abatements to build their stadium and refurbish that property. So with the money that's coming in, are they getting back?
I'm not familiar with Ford Field's financing. I was not under the impression that it was money. Jim, what are you talking about specifically?
I'm talking about, again, public money, tax abatements that they went to the city council and got to rehab that area of the Hudson building. And I remember back in the early 2000s when that happened. So, again, people made the sacrifice for them. Are they in turn going to make the sacrifice at some point and pay that money back?
They should. I mean, I'll answer it that way. They should. And I may have misspoke. Public funds were used to build Ford Field, at least in some part. So, yes, this is, as much as it is a business, this is also a public community good as well that I do think you have to be mindful of. And you can't take that for granted, and you can't... You can't take advantage of your fan base too much, would be the point. Everybody knows right. Prices are going to go up, but there is a line where you are gouging people, and I wonder if in some people's minds they're probably already there. You know, we talk about the average is 24%. If you're someone who's seen your ticket prices go up double in the 2 years, right, you got hit with the 1-2 punch 1 year, then the next, you may feel that way already. Ticket Texter, last one, says, would fans feel better if they just came out and said, we're using this money to pay Ben Johnson and Aaron Glenn? Maybe a little bit. Maybe that'd soften the blow.
Yeah. But I mean, so where do you think your ticket money goes? I mean, yeah, everybody thinks it goes right into the pockets of the owner, but they have shown investment in the team. And they, for whatever reason, Ben Johnson did stick around. He was compensated for that, being able to stick around.
Let's get to Heather with the news.
Well, a holiday period crackdown on impaired driving in Michigan has already begun. So to keep the roads safe during the winter holidays, officials say that there will be expanded enforcement with increased patrols from December 11th, so obviously already started,
yep,
to January 1st of 2025, with zero tolerance for those who drive impaired. And Michigan State Police Lieutenant Mike Shaw says, if you're going to go out there and have a good time over the holiday season, just go out there and have a designated driver, or go out there and get a ride share. Be prepared for your night. Like, they're not saying don't have fun, just have fun appropriately. Make sure you have a way to get home. And they also note that over the last several years, there has been an increase in impaired driving. From 2019 to 2023, there were 30 people killed in traffic crashes during the holiday periods. 13 of those crashes did involve alcohol or drugs and some impairment.
Well, it's important what you said, like planning ahead, because drunk you is not going to be the best judge of whether or not you should get behind the wheel of a car.
Which is why people do. Yeah. It's because they don't have good judgment.
It's only four drinks over a few hours. Plan ahead. If you're going to go out and have a good time, have your plan.
Yep. Dan Campbell called his defense a group of northern savages following their win over the Green Bay Packers. And this new nickname has kind of caught on quick. Jack Campbell loves the nickname and he says he's going to keep it going.
That's awesome.
I like it. I like it a lot. Cool. Yep. There's a guy in Massachusetts that came up with a very, I guess you could say, festive escape plan while trying to evade cops on Thursday. He channeled his inner Santa Claus and he decided to jump down someone's chimney. So officers showed up at his house with a warrant. He was there with another guy. They tried to get away by somehow, I guess, like hopping up onto the roof. The first guy just jumped off onto a car, ran away on foot. The second guy thought, whoa, that's too high. I can't jump off. Here's a chimney. I'm going to jump down the chimney.
Is he Santa Claus?
Yeah. He got stuck halfway down, had to be rescued. And there's some chest cam footage of a cop trying to find him. I thought we had sound. I didn't actually look at the sound sheet, but no. Anyway, firefighters ultimately had to like break through the side of the chimney to get this guy out. And now he's facing even more charges for sure. So last news, I wanted to get to a story about Christmas movies. Entertainment Weekly just released its list of best Christmas movies. And I'm kind of curious to see if you guys agree with it, because I definitely don't.
Okay.
I'm just going to do the top five because otherwise it gets a little too long. So top five on their list. Number one, It's a Wonderful Life. Number two, A Christmas Story. Number three, A Charlie Brown Christmas. Number four, Elf. And number five, How the Grinch Stole Christmas. What are your thoughts on those five? Do they match yours?
Where's Die Hard?
Oh, I can tell you. It is number 16. It is on the list.
It is a Christmas movie.
People will be happy to hear that. Those are not the best five to me.
No, me neither. Like they're some of my least favorite.
Can I see that list again? Reading it all over again.
Do you see my word? Can you read my chicken scratch next to the Charlie Brown Christmas?
What does it say?
Can you read what that says?
Puke. Yes. So un-American.
There's a couple of them that say puke next to it.
Yeah, none of these would be in my top five.
No. We'll touch on that a little bit later, right?
Some of them are going to be in the cookie jar, though. So there you go.
Yep.
Heather with the news. Coming up next, some Christmas fun. It's 97.1. Christmas-themed questions today as we count down days to the holiday. It's the cookie jar, and we will get into songs, we'll get into movies, but we're going to start with what you leave out for Santa the night before.
This seems like a basic question, but apparently it's not.
John does something more.
No. What do you do, John?
I mean, the basic answer is that everybody says
milk, cookies, and carrots.
Milk, cookies, yeah. Carrots.
For the reindeer.
Oh, no.
We only had shredded carrots last year, so we left out a plate of shredded carrots.
Oh, is David Montgomery coming to your house?
Yeah, easier to digest for him, I guess.
That's very true.
Yes. No, we leave out chicken wings.
What?
And a beer.
Awesome.
Yes. Chicken wings and a beer. Because Santa probably gets a little bit overloaded and tired of cookies and milk. So
that's true.
I think at this point, having done this now for going on 18 years with Lucy, my oldest, that this is the last stop. So he could sit down, he could have some chicken wings, wash it down with a cold beer, hop back in the sleigh, head back to the North Pole, and call it a year.
How many do you leave out for him? Does he eat them all?
Oh, yeah, he eats them all.
He eats
them
all.
Oh, yes. And he did leave a note that he prefers blue cheese with his chicken wings.
Does
so,
he?
Yeah, Santa, hopefully it solves that debate, blue cheese or ranch. Santa prefers blue cheese. And he prefers spicy buffalo.
Oh.
And Santa can now kind of indulge a little bit more because he's lost a lot of weight.
Yes, yes. So Santa, I mean, by that time of the night too, he's, you know, he's really hungry and just needs something else. So beer and chicken wings in the Jansen house.
I like it. I like it.
When it comes time to open presents, do you go one at a time or is it a free for all?
Oh, free for all. There is one at a time would take us forever. And the game starts at one. So no, get it done.
We always open them one at a time. It's been like something we've done since I was a kid. Even with like our larger side of the family, you start with the youngest. They open first and it goes in age order so that everybody can see what you're opening. And it does take forever, but that's what we do.
But do you do the, like, do you open your presents with
on Christmas morning,
Emily and Brooks?
Yes. Or
before, so is it a free, it's got to be a free for all.
Well, we just, I mean, she is now almost three.
Yeah.
So it's a little, I mean, they're not a ton of gifts to open, but we did do it, I think, individually last year, but she was two.
When Brooks is four and she's six, it'll be a free-for-all. Yes. Because you're not going to sit there and tell Emily, don't touch that one.
No, Heather, hold your traditions. That's how I grew up. We did one at a time. We pass out all the presents in little piles.
Yes, and that's part of the fun, is if you get to be the person that gets to pass them out. Yes. Yeah.
You guys are so boring.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that is some work, passing along the Christmas presents. If you've done it year after year, I've done that for quite some time.
Yes.
One at a time. Make it last. Enjoy your time, John.
Yeah, you got to be anywhere else. Just be with family.
We watch
game
football.
Game starts at one.
That's new. That's not how it always has been. It's not always NFL football on Christmas Day.
I used to have to work on Christmas, so let's get this party going.
We're going to get into this next week about Christmas Day, NFL. Heather's been kind of chatting about it with Jim off the air, but John's obsession with the NFL being played on Christmas is quite concerning to me.
Oh, no.
Like that you open presents once a year, and you got to hurry up and get that out of the way for Christmas.
No, well, so, again, in full disclosure, we open presents, yes, on Christmas Day. It is once a year. Then we have five birthdays in January. So the party continues, and it's just get to opening presents. We don't have to sit there and make it last for 5 hours. I lose interest. The kids will eventually lose interest. And no.
Mall shopping or online shopping?
Until they allow grocery carts in the mall, I will be an online shopper. Grocery carts need to be a part of the mall. And I would use it like I use the stroller now. And that is, I need a buffer. I need my personal space. When you're holiday shopping in the mall, there is no personal space. So let's just add a little more chaos to it and give everybody a battering ram. But it gives me a little bit of opportunity to have some space in between me and everybody else in the mall.
I like the chaos of holiday shopping in the mall. Lately, I have been doing more online because it's hard to get out of the house with two little kids and their nap schedules. But I like mall shopping for the holidays way more than online shopping.
See, I like online, but I miss that 3 to 4 hours that I used to do and get it done, like at the mall. I miss that franticness.
Yeah.
There's something to be about being in the music's going, the stores are decorated.
Yes.
It gets you in the Christmas mood.
I do miss it, but it is better that you can just order from the convenience of your house. And it's to the point now, and Heather, I'm sure you can relate. You've talked about this. Every day, we're getting like a new package.
We have a problem.
And
an online shopping
problem.
Sounds
like our house does too.
Does your wife get a new package every day?
Yes, John. Yes, she does. But there's the driver, the FedEx driver. He blares the station. So it's like the equivalent of an ice cream truck that plays our station that drives through the neighborhood on a daily basis. Yeah. It's always Carson Anderson.
Yeah.
Anyway, next question. Which is better, White Elephant or Secret Santa?
I guess I would say the White Elephant. I think if you're in an environment where you're doing the White Elephant or the Secret Santa, like a company or a business or something like that, a little levity can be placed into the situation with the White Elephant, you know?
I agree. I like the White Elephant. And I don't know how you would clarify the White Elephant. There's like a game to it a little bit. Like we do the stealing of the gift.
Yes.
Like that's fun.
Yes.
Make it fun. Yeah. Steal the gift. And
usually, it takes the pressure off of getting the right thing.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And usually you don't love what you get anyway. So like with Secret Santa, if I knew I had to buy for you, most likely you wouldn't love what I got you anyway.
Okay.
So let's just have fun with
it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Gonna go with White Elephant here. More generic, less pressure, less thinking. It's going to make it a more enjoyable experience.
All right, let's get to the music and the movies. F, Mary, Kill, your choices for music. Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree, The Most Wonderful Time of Year, and Feliz Navidad.
So this one was difficult because I kind of like all three of these. And I noticed that you didn't put my one I really wanted to kill on here.
No.
Yeah.
Well, you already killed Mariah last week. You want to kill Wham too?
No, I'm gonna. Well, this is tough because I am gonna F Rock Around the Christmas Tree. I'll marry Most Wonderful Time of the Year, and I'll kill Feliz Navidad. Although when it comes on, like I always sing it. Like
I like
all three of these. So this is an unfair question.
I could have predicted your answer.
Like, oh, really?
I think I could have predicted that. I am going to kill Feliz Navidad because when it comes on, it drives me crazy. I don't really love the song. I'll listen to it once, but I don't want to hear it anymore. So I'll kill that. I'll marry Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree because I really like that song. I could listen to it for the rest of my life. And I don't really care for The Most Wonderful Time of the Year, but it's all right.
So. All right. So, yeah.
I will F.
Yeah. Done. One shot deal. Yeah.
I will F Feliz Navidad, Mary, Rocking Around the Christmas Tree, kill Wonderful Time of the Year. Man, get that old crap out of here.
Okay. I don't mind Most Wonderful Time of Year, like just as a kickoff. So I would F that. I want to marry Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree. That to me takes me to my grandpa's house, playing in the background, all the cousins getting together. And then I unfortunately have to kill Feliz Navidad, which I do like.
Yeah, I do too.
See, Feliz Navidad, you nailed it. It is the perfect change-up. Isn't that what a bleep buddy's all about?
Oh, yeah, sure. Yeah. You're F buddy. All right, so that's the way you're going.
Yeah. Heather agrees.
Merry Christmas.
I'm just saying.
The logic checks out.
Yeah.
I guess I get it, but I don't like it.
All right, we got movies. You got three movies to pick from, same game. F, Mary, Kill. How the Grinch Stole Christmas, the original, the OG, the cartoon. It's a Wonderful Life. And Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, the claymation. Whatever it's called. You know what I'm talking about.
The original old school one.
Yeah. I'll marry Grinch. It's Teddy's favorite. And we watch that one time and time and time again. And I'm okay with that. But it's got to be the cartoon, right? It's not any of these remakes.
Not the Jim Carrey ones.
No.
Yeah.
I'll F Rudolph.
yep, sure.
And the red nose. Does it turn on?
Hey,
stick it where the sun don't shine. All right.
Oh, gosh.
And I'll kill a Wonderful Life. It's just.
I thought you would pick that. I put that in there thinking you were gonna. That's you.
Nah, the whole
classic.
John Wayne was in it. He'd pick.
Yeah, if John Wayne was in it, sure. Yeah, no.
It doesn't stand the test of time.
It doesn't.
No. It's.
It's too boring. I fall asleep.
Kill it.
Okay, we're all gonna kill that.
Yeah, I'm. Let's kill that movie. I'm done with it.
Are you gonna F Rudolph too?
You know what? It's hard because I don't really like any of these movies.
What?
No, I think I would marry Rudolph if I have to marry one of them.
Uh-huh.
And then I'd F the Grinch.
Yeah. You like the bad boy, don't you?
Yeah.
I F It's a Wonderful Life. Marry Rudolph. Kill Grinch. I can't stand Grinch.
Kill the Grinch.
Oh, come on.
I'm marrying the Grinch. I'm with you, John.
Yeah.
It's a top three Christmas movie of all time.
Yeah.
I'm going to kill It's a Wonderful Life, which means...
You're going to F Rudolph, too.
I'm effing Rudolph, too. And there you have it. It's 97-1.
Feliz Navidad.
Come on, Heather.
Feliz Navidad.
It's 97-1, Football Friday, ending it with some of your ticket texts and thoughts. We talked a lot about the Lions' ticket price increases. If you missed it, Odyssey Rewind. An update on Alex Bregman. And it wasn't me yelling and screaming. It was a positive update.
Yeah.
Mutual interest and ongoing discussions.
Could be our Christmas present. Holiday present.
There you go. And we did open the show talking about the Red Wings. It's not fun to talk about, but if you really... want to vent?
Yeah.
Want to hear us vent? You can go back and listen to that as well on the Rewind. Okay. Ticket texters. As a UPS driver, please go to the mall.
Overworked? Underpaid?
this time of year? I can only imagine. Mm-hmm. Packages daily from so many places. I miss the mall a little, but I don't want to go full Jingle All the Way looking for a Turbo Man action figure on a deadline, Tom, in Flat Rock.
Yeah. I honestly don't mind struggling to find a parking spot. Kind of like all the that goes with it, but I have a very small amount of patience when there's an invasion of personal space. And there's just nowhere to find any of that when you're at the mall.
Has it gotten better, though, because more people are buying online? Like, I wonder if...
I don't know. It's been a while since I've been at the mall at this time of year. Yeah.
Heather, have you been recently?
I have
recently?
No idea. No, not really. I mean, I've been to certain stores, but not like an actual mall.
Ticket Texter says the Grinch is a foot and a half taller than Colin.
Harry, though, right? I mean, you like the beard?
I do like a beard, yes.
The Grinch has a little more than a beard going.
Yeah, yes. That's a full body beard.
Tell Heather to call me. I'm the Grinch.
Okay.
Oh, boy.
People hitting on Heather via ticket text. Notice how no one said they're Rudolph on the ticket text. This says... chicken wings.
Make your nose light up.
Oh, no. Please, no. Chicken wings and a beer? I think this year we'll leave out some special gummies and pizza rolls.
Oh, you could do that, too. Yeah.
Can Santa fly on edibles?
He can. Well, I mean, he doesn't really. I mean, Rudolph leads the way.
Yeah.
As long as Rudolph doesn't eat them, we're good.
Just tripping as he goes up and down the chimneys. I guess John wants to get him drunk.
As long as Rudolph can fly straight.
It's fine. Heather saying she doesn't like any of those Christmas movies has me convinced more than ever she is a communist heathen.
I know. You just want to beat up Charlie Brown, don't you? He's the little kid in the playground that you were the mean girl to.
Charlie Brown wasn't on those three right there. I don't like him.
I don't like
the movies. Snoopy's fine, I guess.
It's Woodstock, he's a dog.
Yes.
Power rank your Charlie Brown characters. We'll make that a cookie jar at some point. Texter says, guys, it's me, Rudolph. You're not my type. Flattered, though.
Thanks.
No problem. So speaking of Christmas movies, as a 90s kid, I still love watching Jingle All the Way with my kids every Christmas. That and the Santa Claus were my favorites. So we haven't really gotten into your favorites yet, have we?
No, but the Santa Claus is not in my top five, but it's up there for sure.
Oh, yeah. We watched it last night. Yeah.
I love it. I love the Santa Claus.
Mm-hmm. How many did they make?
I don't know. There's a lot.
Yeah, because I feel like after
three, we could kind of stop at
that point.
How about Christmas with the Cranks?
That's not in... I've seen it before, but it's not. I can't even think... Who's in it?
Well, Tim Allen.
Oh, well...
That's a pretty solid movie. I like that.
It's a solid one, too. It's one that's on. I'm not going to turn it off.
Have you seen Christmas Chronicles?
I like Christmas Chronicles, too.
I liked one. I did not like two.
It's cute. I like that
I thought
as well.
Two was... Yeah, they didn't need a sequel to one.
No.
Yeah. Yeah. What's the guy's name that's in it?
Kurt Russell.
Kurt Russell, that's right.
Awesome. Great actor.